Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
They help pay what your government, Social Security, death benefit does not pay for your final expense. At present, that benefit is limited to $255. Mm-hmm. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by your government death benefit, up to $15,000 for each person covered. Mm-hmm. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. Okay. Now, what you're asking, is this a supplemental program? Yes, it is. See, with your Medicare supplement, that pays medical problems. Mm-hmm. Okay, Medicare pays 80% of any medical problem you have, and Medicare supplement pays the rest.
Yes, right.
This program takes care of any expenses that occur after your death, such as funeral expenses, I'd say medical bills, things like that. Now, do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
I got ARP, and then I got the with my husband,
if you have your pulses handy, we'll look at them.
I have to look through a lot of papers for my policy, but I've got, I'm by myself, so I can, everything took care of my husband.
Could you see what was in her hand?
The
pulse was in her hand, did you see?
I got these cards. But anyway, let's see. After I'm gone, I'm gone. So, but anyway, just me. Oh boy, it sure is nice today, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's nice.
Beach 105.
Yeah. Oh boy, but I got the. Find these cards and see. And I said, well, and then after I told you to come, I said, well, I should have just said to just forget about it. But anyway, that's nice. Isn't that awful? But anyway, I'm back. Try care for life. Try care for life. That's what I'm.
Well, that's your, that's your Medicare, right?
Medicare, TRICARE for life.
Right. Yeah, that's your takes care of your, that's your Medicare supplement, right? Mm-hmm. And your prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. That's because your husband was in the military, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, this has nothing to do with any of that.
Oh, it don't have anything to do.
No. This is all medical.
This is
all medical. Your AARP policy, do you have that handy? There's something I need to show you on that.
This right here. But I got so many papers and everything, and I didn't get the papers. I have to dig and dig.
Okay, that's your health care also. AARP is also health care. You don't have life insurance with AARP, though.
No.
Okay, so you don't have any life insurance benefits with anybody.
Just that TRICARE for life.
Okay. TRICARE for life does not pay any death benefits, ma'am.
It'll pay no death benefits.
No, none of these pay death benefits. These are all health options. That's all health care. I mean, you get some good ones, but none of it pays for it. What our program takes care of is when you die, it takes care of the funeral and final expenses.
You took care of when my husband passed away. I ain't had to pay nothing. I got the money back.
But that's because your husband was in the military.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, TRICARE takes care of people in the military.
Right.
But you're not in the, you didn't retire from the military, did you? But your husband
I just married him.
Right. No, they'll take care of him, but they won't take care of you.
Oh, oh.
That's why this program was designed. Now, who will be responsible when you pass away? Who will be responsible to pay those bills?
My sister. Okay. I got a sister in the PK, and I got a sister in them for you.
Okay.
And I say, after I'm gone, I'm gone. I said, I don't care whatever they do.
Okay. Any children? You don't have
any
children?
No, I had no children. She said, that's why I wasn't. I said, well, I'm just going to check and see.
Sure. And that's why this program is so very, very valuable, is because a funeral expense is something we're going to create. Someone has to pay that bill.
Yeah.
Now, usually with children, you know, I have parents. I've already buried my father. Yeah. My mother's 78 years of age. My mother-in-law's 88 years of age. We know at some point in time they're going to die.
Right.
If we have to help take care of that, we're going
right.
to. But I can promise you, I don't ever figure on paying for my sister's funeral or my brother's funeral.
Uh-huh.
That's their spouse's job or that's their children's job.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I understand that your sister's probably going to be financially obligated, but what you want to make sure is it doesn't create a financial hardship on her.
Mm-hmm.
What our program gives you the ability to do is we can help you take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, but have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's your health in general? You seem to be in very good health.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? No heart attacks or strokes?
No. Mm-hmm.
Cancers, diabetes, emphysema, like that?
No. This arthritis.
Do you take any prescription medications of any kind?
Yes, arthritis.
Okay, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any disability benefits? Doing any Social Security disability or anything, or just?
No.
Okay. Haven't ever been disabled?
No.
Good.
No.
Good. Well, how our program works is we can provide a benefit starting at $5,000 going as high as $50,000. The benefits we provide are an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. Simply put, when you die, we pay. That becomes important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die?
We pay one day at a time.
That's right. We don't know. It's a guaranteed event at an uncertain date. So when you die, we pay. Now, the second reason immediate benefits become important is cause of death. How are you going to die?
I don't even know that.
You don't know
that. I don't know that.
But you're going to die one of three ways, right?
Right.
You can die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You can die accidentally, which means you're in a car accident or a fire or a fall or a tornado or a shooting. We'll pay for that. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide. Now, during the first 2 years, we don't pay for suicide. We'll give all your money back.
Oh, yeah.
But after 2 years, we even pay for suicide, which is highly unusual, isn't it? So it doesn't matter how death occurs, doesn't matter when death occurs, we pay the benefits. Now, being a cash benefit means I'm paying the money directly to your sister. I don't pay the funeral home, I don't pay the cemetery, I don't pay the hospital, I don't pay the nursing home. I pay your sister. It's her money to use as needed for funeral expenses or medical bills, opening and closing the grave, transportation, whatever. We pay her the money, it's hers to use as needed. Now, we back it all up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is your payment can never go up.
What is the payment though? I got this too, and I didn't even read over that. Lord, I just kind of glanced at it. I guess that's why I took that card. Is that this? It's the same thing.
This is Medicare. This is the same thing you already have. This is for death.
Okay.
This is for the hospital.
Oh, I see.
Okay, what the cards you just showed me, your TRICARE Life. Actually, you can throw this in trash because TRICARE Life, you can't beat TRICARE. You can't beat TRICARE for life. No way.
Yeah, TRICARE is good. And then Medicare, that pays, you know, like the Medicare pays. When I go to the hospital, you know, different times.
That's right. Right. Yeah. So that's through Medicare and TRICARE, that's all taken care of. Now, we take care of everything after death.
Right.
And the company we probably look at, in fact, your husband probably had his benefits with Five Star Life or American. Yeah. Well, our division of it's called Five Star Life. It's all through Armed Forces Benefits Association. And we look at the Five Star benefit for you also. Okay. But like I said, the cash benefit says when you die, we pay. The money goes directly to your sister. The three guarantees says your payment never goes up. So as you get older, we can't increase your payments. Second guarantee is the benefit you request, whether it's $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, whatever you want. That benefit can never be reduced. Third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your policy can never be canceled by my company company for any reason. I don't care how old you become. Uh-huh. I had a client that was 103 when she passed away. We paid her benefits. So live as long as you want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you do develop a cancer or have a heart attack or a stroke, if you end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments.
Oh.
And that's taken care of just like your other ones, paid automatically through your through your Social Security benefits, through your checking, your savings account.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Is your
I just can't afford it anyway for new age.
How do you know?
It's my money by myself. But I just
okay. You're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're 72 right now?
Okay.
Do you use tobacco products of any kind? Don't smoke or anything?
Okay. Just in good health.
Yes, you're in very good health.
Just got cholesterol. You don't have it.
Okay, a $10,000 benefit, you're looking at $67.03 for $10,000. $9,060.63 and $8,054.23. Now, again, those are examples. We can go higher, we can go lower. But the reason I start with those, the average funeral right now today runs about $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you were fortunate, like you said, when your husband passed away, the military took care of that because he was retired military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, mm-hmm. they won't take care of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so your sister has to, and the question you have to ask yourself is, where does your sister get the money?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that,
I always say, when I'm gone, so do what they want to do.
Well, I understand that. Your worries are over, but you don't want to create a financial hardship on your sister, do you?
I guess you don't care. She's kind of half. I have three sisters.
Uh-huh.
I got one in the nursing home, just in the nursing home, and then one is. Well, the other two sisters are well
mm-hmm.
and able.
Do they have an extra? Okay. Do they have an extra $7,000 sitting around to bury you with, though?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know where they got their expenses. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, ever since they were cremated, do whatever. I said, I don't care.
Well, I understand that, but that still costs $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you should.
But I'm not. I don't want no extra debts or anything. So I'm just by myself.
That's why you need this program, so you don't create any debts.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, let me ask you this. When you mailed me the card,
uh-huh.
you knew it was going to cost something. What did you feel?
Yes, uh-huh.
What did you feel would be an affordable payment?
Oh, well, I already have my, my TRICARE, not TRICARE for life, but I already got AARP, and that's just $40-some is what I paid.
So how much,
that's enough.
How much benefit does that provide for you?
I don't know. I said whatever,
Because I can probably save you some money on that.
Mm-hmm.
On your AARP. If you have the policy handy, let's take a look at it real quick.
See, I had to dig. I didn't dig. I got a whole lot of papers and stuff, mm-hmm. so I didn't even look.
I can help you because I know what it looks like. Mm-hmm. My concern is, like I said, that on your AARP policy, that premium is going to go up higher as you get older.
Uh-huh.
Has it gone up already since you've owned it?
No. Mm-mm.
Hasn't gone up yet?
Mm-mm.
So you've just had it a couple years?
Mm-hmm. No, I've had AARP for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been paying the $40 on it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's more than $40. $43 or something. And I said, "Well, I'm not interested in any none of that. But I just curious just to know what this was all about. This right here when I sent that in. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all about saving you money. If you want us to help you do that.
No, I'm not really.
You don't want me to help you save money?
No.
You want me to help you spend money?
No, I don't want to spend no money. I just want to stay like I am. In fact, when I told you, I said, I should have said no, forget it. But anyway, because I just want like extra debts, because I had filed bankruptcy. I don't have no extra cards or anything, so I want something. I just save money, when I get my little Social Security and save it and get what I want. I don't have no extra bills at all. Just regular bills is what I got. And so that's how. Because when I had a home, we owned the home, but then we have collateral. And so when my husband passed, then I had to give the house up, and that's why I'm in this area right here. house up and had a truck. I gave him a truck and the house up, and so I come up here. So we have no extra debts.
So you don't want me to save you any money then?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm good like I am. You know, I don't like no extra bills. We had a lot of them when we were married, and I said, now I'm by myself, and I want no extra debts or anything.
That's what I'm trying to help. Would you allow me to help you with that?
No, that's fine.
You'd rather pay AARP more money than what I can get it for you for?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm fine like I am. I'm really fine. But I do appreciate it, though. Really.
Well, in the future, if you get these cards from me, just throw them in the trash, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you do that for me?
Yes, I'm sure you would. But I appreciate you stopping by. I thought I was going to get something just through the mail. Like I had this. I thought I was good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'd understand that pretty good?
I was looking at it. I just looked this over. I just kind of looked at it.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.